Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 168 for Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market settled near unchanged on Wednesday, retreating from earlier gains as the buying interest dried up and traders worked to square positions ahead of Friday's StatsCan production report. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar at the close, the January contract unchanged at $471.30 per ton. That contract had been over $477 at one point during the day. Supportive chart signals contributed to the early gains, with some stops hit on the way up as values tested nearby resistance. The continued weakness in the Canadian dollar, which remains below 75 US cents, also underpinned the futures as exchange rates are looking more favorable for export customers. However, Canada's large supply situation and steady farmer selling limited the gains and eventually helped take prices back to unchanged. StatsCan releases its updated production estimates on Friday, and average trade guesses are calling for upward revisions of over a million tons from the 14.3 million ton crop estimated back in October. Some guesses are topping 16 million. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, but corn and wheat both down. Soybeans up 3 to 5 cents, the January contract up 3 at $8.92 per bushel. Solid export demand accounted for some of the strength in beans, with supportive chart signals another feature, as speculators continue to cover their large short positions. Planting delays in parts of Brazil were also supportive, although expectations for big South American crops overall did temper the upside. Corn was down 2 to 3 cents, the March contract down 3 at $3.70 per bushel. Poor export demand kept corn under pressure, especially as competition out of Argentina is expected to pick up now that the South American country is set to do away with all export taxes on corn. The elimination of the corn export taxes is also expected to lead to increased corn acres in Argentina going forward. Losses in wheat also spilled over to weigh on corn. Wheat was down 3 to 5 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 4 cents at $4.67 per bushel. Wheat was trading at some of its weakest levels in 5.5 years today, as strength in the U.S. dollar cut further into the already poor export demand. Ideas the U.S. has more better quality wheat to market than originally thought also put pressure on the futures, but production concerns in some other wheat-growing regions of the world, including Russia and Australia, were somewhat supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.